Welcome to the Ultimate Soulmate Summit, brought to you by The Soulmate Secret and the Calling in the One online course with your hosts, Arielle Ford and Claire Zammit. Today's Soulmate Seminar is with Nick Ortner on the topic, Freedom from the Past Using EFT Meridian Tapping to Overcome Unconscious Barriers to Love and Attract Your Soulmate Now. Nick Ortner is the producer of The Tapping Solution, a documentary film that features 10 people overcoming enormous challenges by using EFT tapping. He also produced the worldwide online event, The Tapping World Summit, and manages the monthly membership program, The Tapping Insiders Club. He has produced and coordinated many projects such as David Wolf's 21 Days to Health program and the documentary film, Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days.
So welcome, Nick, to the Ultimate Soulmate Summit.
Thank you, Claire. Thanks, Arielle. It's great to be with you.
So just to start us off today, what is EFT tapping?
Well, EFT tapping, meridian tapping, these are all terms for a technique that focuses on tapping meridian points in the body. These are the end points of meridians, and we're literally tapping them with our fingertips. I kind of describe it as a combination of ancient Chinese acupressure and modern psychology, really bringing the best of both worlds together, best of West and East. And, you know, when you first hear about it, when I first heard about it, it's a strange thing. It's like, okay, so we're tapping on ourselves, and for what purpose, and what is this doing? And I'm sure people are asking, well, what does this have to do with attracting a soulmate? And we're going to look at that, you know, even further. But the reality is the results that people are seeing with this strange technique are just absolutely astounding. And that's why I'm passionate about it, and that's why I'm working hard to get the word out there and have people experience it. Because what's exciting is that you'll be able to experience it right away. You'll notice a shift in your body when you do the technique.
You know, I was very fortunate to meet Nick a few years ago, and over the last few years, he's used the tapping technique on me for different things, from headaches to writer's block to frustration, and it doesn't seem to matter what the issue is, but the tapping always works. And he shared with me how he even used tapping on himself to manifest a soulmate. Do you want to share that story with us?
Yeah, let's go right into it. And, you know, I this story is so exciting because it brought a lot of elements together for me. I got to really download and integrate a lot of what I've been studying and really have it experienced in our lives. You know, we talk about the law of attraction. We hear about all that. But I don't know when we actually experience it and feel it. And, you know, in this summit, I'm sure a lot of people will talk about letting go of the past, right? Letting go of the past as a step to move forward. And it's certainly an important element. Now, that's easier said than done, though. And this is where tapping can come in so nicely, and we'll do a little tapping later on how to make that happen. So I find myself in a situation where I had gotten out of a long-term relationship. And as is often the case, when that's the case, you know, I was a little heartbroken and a little disoriented and trying to figure out, you know, where I was going to go next and what was next for my life. So I used the tapping to let go of that stuff and to let go of the past relationship to, you know, it allowed me, and it's funny because I was actually reading Arielle's book, The Soulmate Secret, at the time. It allowed me to take some of the tips that she had in there and other things that I knew to do, like, hey, get rid of everything that belongs to that other person that is, you know, in some way triggering you. I would use the tapping to help that process happen, you know, because you can say, oh, I should let go of it, but then you just keep and you hold on to it for some reason. You can use the tapping to move that energy and process it. So I got myself in a place where I felt really good about life. I had let go of the past relationship. I had done a lot of tapping, and I felt really positive. And I met a girl. And the story gets more interesting there, though, because what happened is that when I first met her, I was definitely interested and attracted, and there's something there, but there was also something missing. And it was just like, this is close, but it doesn't feel quite right. And I kept thinking to myself, I don't know, maybe just intuitive, it feels like her heart isn't open enough. I just kept getting that sense. And we spent a couple of days together. It was actually at a seminar that I was speaking at. And this was a girl that I had known for a long time. This was actually my younger sister's best friend, so we've known each other for years. And we were hanging out during that weekend, spending some time together. And at the end of one day during the seminar where I was teaching tapping, she came up to me and she said, you know, can we do some tapping together? Because I'm having a really hard time with a particular issue. So I said, absolutely, I'm happy to help. And we sat down, and she told me about how she had a really bad breakup with an ex-boyfriend who had treated her terribly and You know, just an awful story. So we went through the tapping, and we tapped for close to an hour, clearing out all the elements of her pain around what happened and how he mistreated her and how she felt about it, and really sort of, you know, looked at the whole issue, dug it around, and tapped it away so she would clear that emotion. And she had a great experience, was crying and a lot of relief, and then we went out to dinner afterwards. Now, what was most shocking for me is that after that session where I got to witness, you know, hear her issues and hear how she taps it away, my feelings for her that night changed completely. It was just like that magnetic attraction was instantly there. And it became so clear to me that when she changed her energy, I saw her energy change. She actually opened up her heart. She let go. Then I felt differently about it. So my energetic response to her changed. So, you know, we were both there in the room. And like a lot of people listening, they might find themselves in potential relationships and potential things going on. But they just can't make it work. And I think one of the key elements to making it work is getting all that stuff out of the way so then you can make it work. And it's been extremely successful since then. I'm still with Brenna, the love of my life. It's just been an amazing, amazing ride. And I can attribute it all back to that really powerful tapping experience where she let go and all the work that I did beforehand to let go.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's that powerful and instant, the kind of shift that can happen.
Well, yeah, and you know, it was so amazing for me to witness it, because usually when we do this kind of work, we don't get the instant hit, and sometimes we think, oh, is this really, you know, so we might throw away stuff or let go of stuff in the past, and then a month later we meet somebody, and we say, was that it exactly? Was that the connection? So it's hard to see that direct correlation. I felt such a shift myself. That it just became so clear to me, okay, this stuff works. You know, the energetics behind this are the reality behind it. This is what is important.
Well, it's just like this instant feedback loop in that experience where you can see how we're holding things, how we're experiencing things internally is really affecting how other people are responding to us all the time without even realizing it.
Well, absolutely. And I think we all know this, but we tend to ignore it, you know, because if we don't have that direct feedback loop where, oh, I changed, so then somebody else's reaction to me changed, then, you know, we don't see that direct correlation.
What's the flip side? How do you use tapping to attract love?
Well, I mean, I think you have to do, you know, with the tapping, we always start with what's called the negative, and it's really not the negative, it's the truth, right? So people go, oh, well, why do you focus on the negative? You focus on these old issues. We're focusing on what's active and present in the body, you know. And just because you ignore your hurt about something that happened 10 years ago doesn't mean that it goes away. You know, it's not about ignoring. It's about addressing and going, well, I am hurt about what happened. So we always want to start with that, what's present, what's active. And then if we find that we get to the point where you go, okay, when I think about my past relationships, I feel good about them. And when I think about, you know, the things that have gone in my life, I feel positive. Now we can tap in the positive. So really the tapping in the positive is more using positive affirmations and you know, laying out there that potential future of what that might be. So whether it's visualizing or just talking out loud and telling the story about the person you're going to meet and then tapping while you do that. You know, a lot of what's really neat about this tapping process is that, for example, if you listen to everything that all the other speakers say, it is likely that you can take their ideas and apply the tapping to it, right? So the tapping is just a technique that you can add on to the concept. So if somebody else teaches, you know, you can do this practice to do X, well, just look to bring the tapping in to process stuff through the body and to get results faster.
I was just going to say, when you were working on manifesting love in your life and you were letting go of the past relationship and you were also letting go of hanging on to mementos from the past, what else was part of that process for you? Did you make a soulmate wish list? Did you have a treasure map? Were you doing anything like that?
You know, I was actually pretty passive about that. I focus on just feeling good all the time. I made, during that couple month period when I was, you know, alone and living by myself, I mean, right before then was like a tough time. I ended that relationship. I moved to a new house. When I moved to the new house, I lost my cat, and I'd had him for years. He ran away and couldn't find him again. So it was definitely a couple months of some serious soul searching. And I just worked on getting to the point where I just felt good. You know, I think that I wasn't even ready at that point to try to create too actively what I wanted in the future. I just wanted to be okay with me as I was then, right? And I think that's an okay stage to be at, and it obviously worked. I didn't have to go into that further creation point to create, you know, something that I, you know, has been amazing. So I just focused on feeling good every day. And, you know, and I know people hear it and they go, oh, great, you just want me to be happy when I'm single. You know, it's like, and
yes, the answer to that is yes, we do want you to be happy when you're single.
Exactly. But I think people get scared that if they're happy when they're single, they're going to remain single. You know, that they need, like, the pain of being unhappy when they're single to move them forward. Oh, if I was happy, then I wouldn't be doing all these other things to, you know, that I need to do. I need to do this hard work, you know. Oftentimes people look at it as another, like, chore, just hard work. Oh, I got to find an answer, got to find an answer. And like I said, the reality is we want you to be very happy when you're single. And it's at that point when you know, attraction happens at its strongest. And it's both from, see, I'm a big believer in the law of attraction, both from a metaphysical standpoint, that I do believe that crazy things happen out in the world, but also from a very practical standpoint. And the practical standpoint is simply, you're in a good mood, you're happy, your likelihood of attracting somebody else that isn't a good mood and happy goes through the roof, just from the purely practical aspect. Happy people like to be with happy people.
Makes so much sense.
I mean, oftentimes we look to overcomplicate it so much. And part of the reason why we look to overcomplicate it is that we're dealing with these past hurts and traumas and resentments. There's so much stuff. I mean, you know, a lot of us have been in a lot of relationships, and each one of them carries, you know, a certain amount of baggage. I mean, just the term itself, right? How common is the term baggage? Oh, she has a lot of baggage. He has a lot of baggage. Well, what does that mean? It means stuff that you're carrying around from previous relationships. And what the tapping does is it literally releases the baggage. I mean, it does exactly that. Well, if you're carrying a big old suitcase, which is called my girlfriend in high school, well, you've got to do something to let that go. And it's usually not enough to just go, I'm going to let it go. Where the tapping comes in place to really powerfully process it through the body.
Well, I was just going to say that the thing that I've noticed about tapping is how quickly it can work for people. That it doesn't have to be, if you have this big, giant hurt, it doesn't have to take months or years. For some people, you know, if they're really, truly willing to let it go and have it be whole and healed, it can be pretty instantaneous.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff is sort of borders on what we call the one-minute miracle, where it's like 5 minutes and the relationship is done, you know, it's healed, it's completed, it's processed. And some things might take longer. You know, when you talked about your headaches before, and it's a different topic, but at least it shows how quickly it can go. I can't imagine we spent more than 15 minutes working on your headaches. And, you know, I thought we'd have to work on it again at some point. I'm always surprised. I always think people are lying to me when they, you know, when they get such amazing results, because they are so fast and so dramatic. But, you know, we addressed the issue and obviously got at it from the right angle, and then it cleared. You know, there's a quote in my film, The Tapping Solution, by an EFT practitioner by the name of Rick Wilkes. And he says, if we can be traumatized in an instant, why can't we be healed in that same amount of time? Right. So if you think about the trauma of a car accident or the trauma of someone saying, I don't love you. Well, that trauma, boom, it happens right there. But then we think that it's going to take 5 years to heal that. It doesn't make any sense. If we can get hurt that quickly, then we can get healed that quickly, too.
What about shifting core beliefs? We find in our work with Coley and the one that there's often a core belief about ourselves, about men or about women that we're not even aware of that's in the way of us being able to attract the right person and create the kind of relationship that we're yearning for.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so that core belief is, you know, we can tap on it in two different ways. One, we can just state the belief and do the tapping to clear it out of the way. Two, we can also, if that doesn't shift it, you know, the more global approach, we can look and ask, okay, where did that start, right? So I'm sure you asked that question. Where did you learn that belief? Well, you know, men aren't safe. There's probably something that happened. Well, when I was in high school, I had a bad experience with a man, and that means that wasn't safe. So what do? Then we go back to that experience and we tap on that experience to clear that trauma out of the way, and that belief changes.
So can you guide us through an experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, why don't we start with a core belief? So, you know,
Yeah. You
ladies are the experts on the core beliefs that are out there. So you tell me what you hear from people. That way the people listening are likely to, you know, we're likely to get one of their core beliefs, and we can do some tapping and people can see the shift right then and there. So what's something that you hear a lot from men or women?
All the good ones are taken.
All the good ones are taken. So now the interesting thing about that, see, what will happen if we tap on that. That's a belief that's it's pretty irrational, right, when we think about it logically, but we've been running the pattern of it, and it's kind of like a depressive, oh, all the good ones are taking this and the other. It's unlikely that we're going to find a negative past experience on that. You know, it's not going to be like something that happened in high school. But I think what will happen is we do some tapping on this, people will just shift their perspective. And that's the other thing that happens with tapping. And until you experience it, you go, well, what on earth are you talking about? So what we're going to do right now is we're going to tap on all the good ones are taken. And there's just going to be the energy clearing on it and a cognitive shift where you go, oh, that's not the reality. Because if people go, is that real? Is that true? Well, no, it's not true, but I'm feeling it, and that's the pattern that I'm running. So we can do the tapping to clear out that pattern and that train of thought. So let's do some tapping on that belief. The way we're going to start tapping, and I'll explain the different points and just follow along as best you can. It's a very forgiving practice, so don't worry about getting it perfect. We're going to start by tapping on the side of your hand. So this is called the karate chop point. I'm going to take one hand and tap with the other, and tap on the other one. So it's the side of the pinky hand, like right on the meaty part. And we're going to do what's called the setup statement. And the setup statement is bringing the issue forward. So you're going to tap while saying these statements out loud, and you ladies can just repeat after me. So
where's the point?
Yeah, it's on the side of the hand. You want to tap with all four fingers of one hand. It doesn't matter right or left, and right along the pinky line. So it's below the pinky. It's right. We call it a karate chop point. So if you see someone doing a karate chop point, they would chop with that part
mm-hmm.
of their hand.
So right from the top of your wrist to the bottom of where your pinky is.
You
there.
Got it.
One
perfect.
Hand taps against the other.
Yeah, perfect. So even though all the good ones are taken.
Even though all the good ones are taken.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I know all the good ones are taken.
Even though I know all the good ones are taken.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though all the good ones are taken.
All the good ones are taken.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay, so we're going to move through the points now. The eyebrow point it's on the inside of the eyebrow, so right where the hair ends and meets the nose. And, you know, you're basically going to have one finger on the hair, one finger off the hair. We're going to tap with two fingers. You can go either side. You can go with both hands. And, again, don't worry about getting it's not like a pinpoint tiny spot. If you tap right around that area, you're going to get it. And we're going to do the reminder phrase. So, in this case, we'll just say, all the good ones are taken.
All the good ones
all
are taken.
All the good ones are taken.
And you're going to tap 5 to 7 times gently. Again, don't worry about getting the exact number right. We're going to go to the next point, the side of the eye, and it's not at the temple, it's not on the eyeball, right where the face turns and the bone starts, all the good ones are taken.
All the good ones are taken.
Under the eye, right on the bone there, all the good ones are taken.
All the good ones are taken.
Under the nose, I know they're all taken.
I know they're all taken.
Under the mouth, it's a little like sort of crevice right in the mouth, right above the chin, below the lips. I know all the good ones are taken.
I know all the good ones are taken.
Collarbone point, if you go and you feel for the little 2 points and you go down an inch and out an inch on either side, I like to tap with both hands and the whole hand, there's no good men or women left.
There's no good men or women left.
Under the arm, we're going to go about 2 or 3 inches underneath the armpit, right on the bra line for women on either side of the body. There's nobody left.
There's nobody left.
Top of the head, there's nobody left for me.
Nobody left for me.
So we take a deep breath, and we let it go. And that's what's called one round. So what you do is you check in. And now, one thing I forgot to do before we start, which is always important to do, is you want to give all these statements, beliefs, issues, problems, a number on a 0 to 10 scale. So in this case, we would have wanted to say, okay, all the good ones are taken. How true does that feel? And someone might say, that's about an 8. That's pretty solid. That's pretty true. Or it's about a 5. We do the tapping and then see where it shifted. So what will happen time and again is that someone will say, oh, it is true. They are all taken, and it'll be an 8. And we'll do a round of tapping, and they'll go, well, I don't believe that strongly now. It's kind of like a 5. And then we can do another round and go, no, I'm actually, you know. And what starts happening, too, is that the brain, when you clear out these beliefs and these traumas, these issues, the brain starts supplying you with better information, and you become more resourceful. So instead of running the all the good ones are taken pattern, after we do a couple rounds, the brain just starts feeding you with, you know, there actually are some great men out there, and there was that guy that I saw this, you know. So it's looking at the positive, and it opens up for the possibilities of what the reality is.
Great. So do you recommend just continuing to do it over and over and asking yourself that question, how true does that still feel?
Over and over, how true does that feel? And then what else came up? Because if when you say all the good ones are taken, you come up with a different issue, you know, something else. Oh, well, actually, it's not this. So your brain starts going into, if you're tapping on all the good ones are taken and you think about, you know, your past relationship, and that just keeps coming front and center, then there's something to address here. If you get stressed out about something else that's happening, they're all clues. You know, it's nice to tap with a pencil and paper, pen and paper, because while you're tapping, you'll come up with new ideas. You'll say, oh, you know what? I was doing this tapping, and I thought about something that happened in high school that I haven't thought about in 20 years. Well, that's a clue that your subconscious mind is giving you a little something to work on.
So can you take us through a process if we do get a particular memory and how we work with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe let's try to role play one, and maybe if you want to share a story of something that you guys have had happen or someone else, that way we can get real specific on how we might let that go. I mean, I know you're all.
Yeah, we're both happily married.
Oh, I know. See, you've cleared out all
this. We had the love pain portion of it, but I remember one incident when I was in my early 30s, and I was madly in love with this guy. We were together 2 years, and I ended up breaking up with him because he was just a lying, cheating, you know what. but that didn't stop me from, you know, sort of yearning after him and still really craving him, you know. And it ended up taking me 4 years of therapy and workshops and meditation and prayers and everything to, like, finally feel like I was free.
Yeah.
You know, free from it. It would have been great had I known you then to clear me faster. So I would say the thing that I remember most was this obsessively thinking about him, wishing things were different.
So I think that's a really big one in terms of when we've been betrayed or we've had a really big disappointment, that emotionally we get really hooked in, can't stop thinking about that person.
Yeah. So let's do this. I know you can do this, Sarah. Let's role play it as if it was still active. You've done the work and processed it, right?
Okay, yeah.
So, but you've gone through the issue, so you can probably think of some of what happened. So let's start with tapping on obsessively thinking about him. And then see what you can do. Again, I know we're making up some of this, but I think it'll be really helpful for the people listening, because, you know, if you take them through a couple of different issues, we can see how the process evolves a little bit, you know. So let's see what happens.
Okay, so it was a 10. It started as a 10.
Okay. So you know, it was
I even moved across the country so I would never run into him. You know,
wow.
Like I really worked hard to get away. I think, Claire, you moved around the world, right?
I've experienced years of deep heartbreak and trauma, that same kind of feeling. So I can certainly put myself back in.
Great.
That
so let's
moment,
let's
yeah.
role play this together, and then both of you can come up with new issues as we clear this first issue, right?
Okay,
so,
great.
So we're going to start with obsessively thinking about him. And we want to use the language that came up for ourselves. So whatever it is that's going on, if you stop and go, I am obsessively thinking about this person, I can't stop, then we start right there. So tapping on the side of the hand again. So even though I'm obsessively thinking, what was his name, Ariel?
Rob.
Okay. So even though I can't stop thinking about Rob.
Even though I can't stop thinking about Rob.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I'm obsessively thinking about him.
Even though I'm obsessively thinking about him.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I just can't stop thinking about him.
Even though I just can't stop thinking about him.
It's driving me crazy.
Driving me crazy.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
So eyebrow point, I can't stop thinking about him.
I can't stop thinking about him.
Side of the eye, I can't stop thinking about him.
I can't stop thinking about him.
Under the eye, I'm obsessed.
I'm obsessed.
Under the nose, I can't stop my brain.
I can't stop my brain.
Under the mouth, I can't stop thinking about him.
I can't stop thinking about him.
Collarbone, what am I going to do?
What am I going to do?
Under the arm, I'm obsessed with Rob.
I'm obsessed with Rob.
Top of the head, I just can't stop thinking about him.
I just can't stop thinking about him.
Eyebrow, even though he's a lying, cheating...
Even though he's a lying, cheating... SOB.
Side of the eye, even though he's a lying, cheating...
Even though he's a lying, cheating...
Under the eye, I can't stop thinking about him.
I can't stop thinking about him.
Under the nose, why am I obsessed with Rob?
Why am I obsessed with Rob?
Under the mouth, why am I obsessed with him?
Why am I obsessed with him?
Collarbone, it doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Under the arm, and it's not serving me.
It's not serving me.
Top of the head, it's not serving me.
It's not serving me.
Eyebrow, I choose to let Rob go.
I choose to let Rob go.
Side of the eye, I let him go a little bit more.
I let him go a little bit more.
Under the eye, it's time to let him go.
It's time to let him go.
Under the nose, it's time to let him go.
It's time to let him go.
Under the mouth, letting go of Rob.
Letting go of Rob.
Collarbone, letting it all go.
Letting it all go.
Under the arm, it's safe to let it go.
It's safe to let it go.
Top of the head, it's safe to let it go.
It's safe to let it go.
Take a deep breath. And let it go. Okay.
So the thought that kept coming up,
yeah,
that I've totally forgotten about, this is so long ago, is my other thought was, I'll never meet anybody as interesting.
Ooh. Okay, so...
That's a big one. I think that's really so much what happens at the end of a relationship. We feel like we're never going to have that level of connection,
yeah, cause
with someone again.
Yeah, it's been built up so much, and you think, how is this going to be the case? You know? Yeah, absolutely.
Right, no one's ever going to understand me.
Mm. Okay, so I'll never meet anybody as interesting. So here's what's interesting, right? You you clear the initial pressing issue, which is just obsessive thinking about him and just like can't stop. And now you start breaking down, well, what does it mean exactly? You know, what are these other thoughts? So let's do tapping on that. So tapping the side of the hand. Even though I'll never meet anyone as interesting as Rob.
Even though I'll never meet anyone as interesting as Rob.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I'll never meet anyone as interesting as Rob.
Even though I'll never meet anyone as interesting as Rob.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I'll never meet anybody as interesting as him.
I'll never meet anyone as interesting as him.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Eyebrow point. I'll never meet anyone as interesting as Rob.
I'll never meet anyone as interesting as Rob.
Side of the eye, I've lost my chance.
I've lost my chance.
Under the eye, he was it.
He was it.
Under the nose, he was the most interesting person I've ever met.
He was the most interesting person I've ever met.
Under the mouth, I'll never meet anyone as interesting as him.
I'll never meet anyone as interesting as him.
Collarbone, what a loss.
What a loss.
Under the arm, what a loss.
What a loss.
Top of the head, I've lost Rob.
I've lost Rob.
Eyebrow, and I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Side of the eye, I just don't know what to do.
I just don't know what to do.
Under the eye, will I ever meet anyone as interesting as Rob?
Will I ever meet anyone as interesting as Rob?
Under the nose, maybe it's possible.
Maybe it's possible.
Maybe in the 6 billion people on the planet.
Maybe in the 6 billion people on the planet.
Collarbone, there's somebody as interesting as Rob.
There's someone as interesting as Rob.
Under the arm, maybe it's possible.
Maybe it's possible.
Top of the head, maybe it's possible.
Maybe it's possible.
Take a deep breath. So in that case, I didn't go right to the positive. I just kept it. You know, sometimes you have to play with what you're feeling. So you don't have to go, I will absolutely meet someone as interesting if you're not feeling right now. So sometimes it's nice to just open up to maybe it's possible, you know. Just start shifting the energy in that direction. So.
Well, I saw that interesting is like, yeah, and serial murders are interesting too, but maybe interesting isn't in my best interest. You know, like maybe it was like I had this fascination that wasn't making me happy, even when he wasn't a lying, cheating SOB. You know? But it was really more like an obsession.
Interesting. So, what do you think? Where do you think the obsession was rooted?
It was the first time in my life when somebody had given me that much attention.
Mm.
You know, like he had sort of, in a way that I didn't recognize was controlling until much later.
Okay.
He came in and knew everything about me and had opinions about everything and had ideas and I should wear these clothes and eat this food and do this exercise and really was like taking over my life, and I deemed him smarter than me, so I just went along.
Mm.
And, you know, and there were some good things that came out of it, but overall, it was just, I loved the attention.
Mm. Interesting.
So now I found somebody who obsesses over me in a very healthy way.
That's great. That's great. So all of those issues, everything that you laid out there, are all potential tappable things, you know? So we can go on, even though I love the attention that he gave me, You know, even though I need attention, even though I feel lost without the attention.
Yeah. So you're just naming what's present and what's so.
Yeah, the process that's happening is really, I mean, it's simple and complicated at the same time. The simplicity is that you're just looking at what's happening right now, what is so. The complicated is figuring out what is so, you know, like
right.
determining what is really going on. What are the, and but what's nice about this happening is that when you go through the process, a lot of it naturally unfolds. So you can see in this conversation, it kind of, we started with obsessively thinking about him, and then Ariel started thinking about, oh, well, you know, it was that he was so interesting, and then, okay, well, what did that really mean? So one, you know, it's really like peeling back the layers of an onion, and one thing leads to another, and it gives you a clue as to where the next place to go is and the next direction to move in and that kind of thing.
What about if you are experiencing a sense of being overwhelmed emotionally and you don't even know where to start in terms of getting connected to what you're feeling?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, then you go right to that language. And let's do that because I'm sure a lot of people out there are feeling that, you know, that they're overwhelmed emotionally. So let's do some tapping on that and see where that clears. So tapping the side of the hand again.
Yeah.
So even though I'm overwhelmed emotionally.
Even though I'm overwhelmed emotionally.
I don't even know what I'm feeling.
I don't even know what I'm feeling.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I'm totally overwhelmed.
Even though I'm totally overwhelmed.
I just don't even know what I feel.
I just don't even know what I feel.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I'm overwhelmed.
Even though I'm overwhelmed.
I don't know what's wrong.
I don't know what's wrong.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
So eyebrow point. I'm totally overwhelmed.
I'm totally overwhelmed.
Side of the eye. I don't even know what to feel.
I don't even know what to feel.
Under the eye. I don't know what to feel.
I don't know what to feel.
Under the nose. I don't know what to think about.
I don't know what to think about.
Under the mouth. I'm totally overwhelmed.
I'm totally overwhelmed.
Collarbone. I'm totally overwhelmed.
I'm totally overwhelmed.
Under the arm. There's too much going on.
There's too much going on.
Top of the head, I've got too much pain.
I've got too much pain.
Eyebrow, too much heartache.
Too much heartache.
Side of the eye, too much heartache.
Too much heartache.
Under the eye, too many bad experiences.
Too many bad experiences.
Under the nose, I'm totally overwhelmed.
I'm totally overwhelmed.
Under the mouth, how do I begin letting this go?
How do I begin letting this go?
Collarbone, I don't even know how to begin.
I don't even know how to begin.
Under the arm, I don't even know how to get started.
I don't even know how to get started.
Top of the head, I don't even know if it's possible.
I don't even know if it's possible.
Eyebrow, just letting go a little bit.
Just letting go a little bit.
Side of the eye, I can relax a little bit.
I can relax a little bit.
Under the eye, I can let go of a little bit of this overwhelm.
I can let go of a little bit of this overwhelm.
Under the nose, letting it go.
Letting it go.
Under the mouth, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Collarbone, relaxing.
Relaxing.
Under the arm and letting it go.
And letting it go.
Top of the head, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Take a deep breath. And let it go.
And let it go.
So, you know, people tapping along, and I hope they've been tapping along, will find that opens up some space. You know, it goes from being overwhelmed to being a little bit less overwhelmed or massively less overwhelmed. And what's really amazing is that, let's say somebody was overwhelmed at a 10, and we do, you know, the 2 minutes of tapping there, and it comes to down to a 7, or even an 8, that gap is such a big shift, you know, because that opens the door to possibility. If you're overwhelmed at a 10, you're not resourceful, you're not getting anything done, you don't know what direction to go in, you don't know what to listen to next, you don't know what to think about next, you're fed up and had enough. If you do just 2.5 minutes of tapping and bring it down to an 8, or 7, a 5, then you start going, okay, there are some possibilities as to what I could do next, whether I want to do more tapping and bring it down altogether, or I want to analyze something else, look at something else, move in a different direction, that kind of thing. So what's amazing is that with every round, there is a shift, and each one of those shifts are just so important.
Now, can you talk a little bit about, you know, it doesn't seem to matter whether or not the statement is apparently positive or negative?
Yeah, like I said before, it's always good to start with, and I'm trying to change it from the negative to the truth, you know? So because people go, oh, well, do I focus on the negative? Do I say the positive? Just say the truth. And the truth is whatever's present in your mind right now. So if you are overwhelmed, that's the truth. And, you know, you've seen a couple times where I start with the negative and shift to the positive. And I'm doing that intuitively. As people do it, they always ask, well, when do I do the positive? You do the positive when it becomes a little more real, when it becomes that the door opens to it and that just feels right. Oh, saying letting it go feels good. If I start right from the beginning, if you are obsessively thinking about, you know, Rob, and I say, okay, Ariel, let's throw tapping out the window. Let's just do positive affirmations. Let's say, I let go of Rob. I let him go. I let him go. Say it out loud. I let go of Rob. So you can yell that until it blew in your face. And what's going to happen is you're probably going to get pretty annoyed and go, I don't want to let him go. And I'm not willing to let him go. And I'm not letting him go, you know? So we want to start with what's there right now. We tap on, I'm obsessively thinking about it. We move the energy a little bit to the point where it goes, oh, I can let him go. And I let him go a little bit, or I let him go fully. You know, it's a process. All too often people like to jump from, you know, from 1 to 100, from A to Z right off the bat. Oh, okay, well, I have to let go of this person. Oh, why don't I do that right now? You know, like, I need to let go of Rob. Okay, I'm going to do it instantly. Now, you can do it very quickly with tapping, but you still have to process the emotions. And that's a big part of what you'll find that happens in tapping. For example, if someone starts tapping and they're angry at somebody, so they're angry at their ex-boyfriend, we'll tap on that anger, and invariably the anger will shift to sadness. It's just, I've seen it happen again and again. You let go of that rage at the person, and now it goes, you know, I'm just sad about the whole thing. I'm not really angry at him. We were both responsible. It's just, I wish that it could have worked out. So then we tap on the sadness, and the sadness shifts a little more, and it says, you know, it is what it is. I'm not sad about it. I learned so many great lessons from it. I feel good about the direction my life is going. Then we tap on that, and now it's bringing in joy. Well, I'm actually really excited about everything that's going on, right? So we move up the emotional scale through the emotions, and we can do it very quickly with tapping, but I still feel that we need to feel it. I feel that, and that's what's neat about tapping, that we're not just erasing. People go, this is a mind eraser. We're not erasing. We're processing the emotions that are going on.
Oh, I like that distinction. Processing the emotions.
Yeah, we're not just saying, oh, okay, I'm letting him go, and that's it. If there is pain in a relationship, well, there's something to be learned from there. You know, there's something that hasn't processed. There's something you have to think through or feel in your heart or somehow recognize. And, you know, if you're really angry at an ex-boyfriend, it's unlikely you're going to go from anger to just, you know, letting it go. Oh, it's done. And what people most often do is they go, oh, I was angry at him, but I let it go. And they didn't let it go. They just suppressed it. You know, they just said, I'm going to ignore it. I'm not even going to think about the issue. If I don't think about Rob or whoever else, then it's not an issue. But it is. It's present in your body. The way to tell is if you think back, and this happens, this applies to not just relationship stuff, but with everything in your life. If you think back on an event, an experience, something that happened, and there's an emotional charge to it, if you think about something that happened when you were 8 years old, and you think, you know, oh, I was up in front of the class and they laughed at me, and you go, oh, God, that was terrible, or you feel it in your gut, you feel an emotional charge. That is an issue that needs to be cleared. That is a trauma that is still active, whether you think about it on a daily basis or not. You know, you want to take your experience to the point where they become memories. Oh, yeah, I got up in front of the class and they laughed at me, and that was not fun then, but it gave me so much strength and courage and really showed me this, and that.
So once you use tapping to clear, you know, these emotional issues, what would be an example of a way that you could use it, let's say, to go along with your manifestation process? You know, so let's say you've cleared the baggage, unhooked the past, you're now clear about the love you desire to bring into your life. How could you use tapping for that?
Yeah, well, for example, if you've written out your description, your list of attributes that you want the person to have, you can look at those and you can tap those in. You can read them out loud and do the tapping. And a couple things are going to happen when you do that. A, if you have any resistance that you're not even aware of, the tapping is going to clear that out while you're looking at it. I like to do tapping, for example, with a vision board. Right? So you have a vision board and you've cut out all the stuff that you want in your life, and you look at the vision board and you really feel it. And if there's any sort of, you know, hooks, the tapping is going to clear that out. And you know, just affirmations are amazing, and you bring the tapping into it, it just takes it to a whole new level of processing in the body.
Can we try that together? Imagine that we're really seeing the vision of the kind of relationship we want to create.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's start tapping on the side of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll say, I choose to manifest the perfect relationship for me.
I choose to manifest
the perfect relationship for me.
Two more times. I choose to manifest the perfect relationship for me.
I choose to manifest the perfect relationship for me.
I choose to manifest the perfect relationship for me.
I choose to manifest the perfect relationship for me.
Eyebrow point. I manifest the perfect relationship.
I manifest,
the perfect relationship.
Side of the eye. It's coming.
It's coming.
Under the eye. I know it's coming.
I know it's coming.
Under the nose. I know it's on the way.
I know it's on the way.
Under the mouth. I've let go of all my stuff.
I've let go of all my stuff.
I've let go of all this baggage.
I've let go of all this baggage.
Under the arm, and now it's on the way.
Now it's on the way.
Top of the head, it's on the way.
It's on the way.
Eyebrow point, I can feel it in my body.
I can feel it in my body.
Side of the eye, I can feel it in my soul.
I can feel it in my soul.
Under the eye, I allow the universe to bring it to me. Under the nose, I let go of anything that's holding me back. Under the mouth, I let go of anything that's holding me back. Collarbone, and I allow it into my life. Under the arm, I manifest the perfect relationship for me. Top of the head, I manifest the perfect relationship for me. Take a deep breath. And let it go. You know, one of the things that they're finding with tapping, people say, well, what's actually happening? What's the mechanics, the science of it? And the data is still coming in, and it takes a while with, you know, these sort of new discoveries for all the research to come in. We're seeing some amazing, you know, double-blind studies that are showing, you know, how well it works. One of the things they're finding when we tap on these points is that these are relaxation points. So think about these affirmations that we're saying. You know, you can say affirmations one way, which is just saying them out loud, and if there's resistance, you feel it. If you're not fully aligned with it, you feel it. If you're tense about other stuff in your life, you feel it. Or you can say it when you're doing the tapping, and we're saying these statements and then relaxing the body, saying the statements, relaxing the body. So we're really linking up these amazing positive feelings, and I'm sure you felt that doing just some tapping now. People always comment, one of the, you know, besides the big cognitive shifts they have, they just feel more relaxed. It's like, I don't know, there's been a weight that's been taken off my shoulders, and that is such an amazing place to, you know, attract what we want from.
Yeah, I feel so relaxed, I want to go take a nap.
It happens, napping, yawning, that's all good, you know.
So if you're doing a workshop and your audience falls asleep, you've succeeded?
Exactly, yeah, I don't take it personally when everybody's like, you know, yawning in the audience when I'm talking.
So what are some of the kinds of transformations you've seen with people you've worked with directly, particularly in the area of relationships, other than this powerful example of your own experience of letting go of the past?
There's been so much stuff. It's what's amazing is that for most people, their step number one needs to be letting go of the past, and both from a relationship standpoint to I've seen incredible results for pain relief. If anybody listening right now is feeling physical pain, the tapping is an amazing procedure. And here's the other thing too, is if you have really bad back pain right now, it doesn't seem directly connected, but that's not going to make it that easy for you to find the love that you want, right? Because you don't go out as often, and because you're limited, and because you're, you know, maybe you go out on a date, which would have been the perfect date, but your back is killing you, so you're, you know, like, you're a little grumpy during it. So we really need to get ourselves fully aligned in all aspects of our lives to attract these amazing relationships, especially if we want to attract the equivalent partner. You know, we want to attract a partner who's healthy, happy, and fulfilled, not a partner who also has back pain, you know? And there's two grumpy people with back pain. So we can use it to clear out back pain, to attract more money, clear out limiting beliefs around making more money. It works so well in that. You know, Ariel mentioned how she used it for, you know, we used it together for writer's block. So any sort of procrastination, which we all have in so many levels where we just keep putting stuff on, off, and not working the way we want to, we can use the tapping for that. And I think all of those things lead to, you know, the reality is that attracting the perfect person means, you know, and you know, perfect is too strong of a word. It's not necessary. Attracting an amazing person, the perfect person for you, means being the perfect person yourself, for yourself, being amazing yourself, for yourself, and taking care of yourself. So bringing the tapping to all aspects of your life, whatever is bothering you, whatever is present, is going to really clear out the way for love.
You know, Nick, one thing that we see so often is the lack of self-love that so many singles have. Can we sort of tap on that for those who are suffering with that?
Absolutely. And, you know,
well, and a core belief that maybe I'm not really worthy of receiving a soulmate or a great love into my life.
Yeah, we can tap on that directly, and you'll notice that the setup statement we use every time is, even though I have this issue, I deeply and completely accept myself. because it is such a core aspect of moving this energy to say, I'm okay with it as it is. But let's do a global tapping on, you know, I'm not deserving of this love. So tapping the side of the hand. Even though I don't deserve love. I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I don't deserve to be loved.
Even though I don't deserve to be loved.
I'm not enough.
I'm not enough.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I don't deserve to be loved. I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Eyebrow point. I don't deserve love.
I don't deserve love.
Side of the eye. I'm not good enough.
I'm not good enough.
Under the eye. I don't deserve it.
I don't deserve it.
Under the nose. I don't deserve love.
I don't deserve love.
Under the mouth. I'm not worthy.
I'm not worthy.
Collarbone. I'm not worthy of love.
I'm not worthy of love.
Under the arm. I'm not worthy of being loved.
I'm not worthy of being loved.
Top of the head. I don't deserve love.
I don't deserve love.
Eyebrow point. I've never deserved it.
I've never deserved it.
Side of the eye. I've never felt like I was enough.
Never felt like I was enough.
Under the eye. I've never felt like I was enough.
I've never felt like I was enough.
Under the nose. I choose to let some of this go.
I choose to let some of this go.
Under the mouth. I choose to let some of this go.
I choose to let some of this go.
Collarbone. I choose to love myself a little bit more.
I choose to love myself a little bit more.
Under the arm. And know that I am enough.
And know that I am enough.
Top of the head. I am enough.
I am
enough.
Eyebrow. I am enough as I am.
I'm enough as I am.
Side of the eye. I am perfect as I am.
I am perfect as I am.
Under the eye. I give myself a break.
I give myself a break.
Under the nose. I cut myself some slack.
I cut myself some slack.
Under the mouth. I give myself a break.
I give myself a break.
Cobble. I stop beating myself up.
I stop beating myself up.
Under the arm. That's enough.
That's enough.
Top of the head. That's enough of that.
That's enough of that.
Eyebrow. I give myself a break.
I give myself a break.
Side of the eye. I'm okay as I am.
I'm okay as I am.
Under the eye. I'm great as I am.
I'm great as I am.
Under the nose. I love myself.
I love myself.
The world loves me.
The world loves me.
Collarbone. I love myself.
I love myself.
And the world loves me.
And the world loves me.
Take a deep breath. And let it go. We can all use a little tapping on cutting ourselves some slack. We're at whatever point in the lives we are.
I think I'm going to make myself a sign on my computer to do that one every day, because now I just want to give myself a hug.
Oh, my gosh. It is amazing. And even as, you know, it's amazing how much grief we give ourselves. It really is, all the time. I know I do it. I mean, it's a very tappable issue for me. As much work as I've done and as amazing things are going in my life, it's really easy to fall back into the pattern. And it's really a global societal pattern, whatever it is, of just really putting a lot of pressure on ourselves and not cutting ourselves some slack. You know, we're much tougher with ourselves than we ever would be with any of our family members or loved ones or the people we care about.
Nick, what do you see about the biggest mistake that people make in their approach to finding love on the path in all this work that you've done?
You know, I think the biggest mistake is probably that to really clear out some of these baggage and emotional issues takes some work, and it can be a scary place if there's a lot of pain there, so people just don't want to go there. Again, fortunately, the tapping is gentle and can clear that pain really quickly, so you don't have to spend a lot of time there. But usually it's people just sort of driving forward with a, you know, I need to create, or I'm going to make it happen, or I'm going to push, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, without clearing out the past. It's really hard to move forward unless you process those emotions.
Hmm.
It just has to be done. I mean, the work has to be done. You have to let it go. And if you find that you know, you did 5 minutes of tapping and then you stopped when you really wanted to do 20, well, these are patterns of self-sabotage that where, you know, there's a fear about what's possible and what's coming. So you can tap on that too. You can tap on, you know, that just like we did, I don't deserve the love. A lot of times when we sabotage ourselves and don't do more work, it's because we don't think that we're deserving of it, of everything that will come when we do the work.
All right. So you could tap on something like, you know, I'm frightened if I... connect with what I'm feeling, I'm going to get emotionally overwhelmed.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can go slowly, too. You can say, you don't have to go right to the issue. And if there are significant traumas, if someone's dealing with a rape or something that that experience that they had was very difficult, you might not want to go there by yourself. You might want to work with a practitioner. Or, there's a lot of people out there that are experienced in doing this and can take you through it slowly so you can, you don't have to dive right into the issue by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other practices that are good to work with as you're integrating the insights and the healing that happens when you're tapping?
Well, I think meditation is just an amazing complement to it. And a lot of times what I'll do is I'll meditate and things will come up and then I'll tap on things as they come up or, do some tapping and then meditate afterwards. So the two together, go really nicely.
Tell us a little bit about your movie, The Tapping Solution.
Yeah, absolutely. So I made this film a couple years ago and basically documents, like we said in the beginning, I was so excited about this crazy, wacky technique that where people are getting with such amazing results that I said, I've got to document it. I love the movie The Secret and was really motivated by that. But one of the things that I wanted to see more from The Secret was, well, show me real people where it's working. I know the experts were there talking about it, but I wanted to see it live. So it was just, there was no chance to say, well, this isn't real. So what we did is we brought together 10 people from around the country with a variety of really serious issues like fibromyalgia, chronic back pain, like 30 years of massive chronic back pain, grief, someone whose wife had passed away 90 days earlier, that person's in the film, and we show how they use the tapping to process these emotions and get better. And the results are, they were astonishing. Fibromyalgia, it was diagnosed for 15 years, it's gone now. The chronic back pain gone and remains gone. So you can watch in the movie. The movie teaches you how to do the technique. It shows Jack Canfield and Bob Proctor and Joe Vitale and Dr. Mercola, all these amazing people teaching you about this technique and these concepts, and you can actually see real people getting results right in front of you.
Wow, and that's really, it's revolutionary. People really starting to get more interested in tapping than ever before?
They are. I'm seeing a huge groundswell. I think the results are just so extraordinary that when someone has a result, they just talk to other people about it. I mean, if you have back pain right now and 15 minutes later you don't have back pain, then that happens. I mean, Ariel's a great example. She had headaches, and now she tells everybody, I don't have headaches because of this tapping thing. I mean, how can you not share it with someone when you get the results? And what's great about it, too, is that it not only works so well, but it slots in so well with everything. This isn't a new way of thinking, a new religion, a new group. This is just a technique that you can use in whatever you have going on. So, I'll be reading books about other topics that are not related to tapping, and I'll come up with ideas. And like I said before, when people listening to the summit hear other speakers, they might find, ooh, that's a really interesting point that they brought up about X. Why don't I tap on that? So another speaker, for example, might bring up an issue that we all have. Oh, well, this is a very common limiting belief. Well, you can take that, what that speaker taught you, and do tapping on it.
Mm-hmm. So, Nick, on the rare occasions when you might be disagreeing with your beloved, do you tap on that?
I absolutely do. I mean, when there's any sort of, anger that comes up and I'm sitting there and I'm steaming and fuming, and it's like, okay, just tap, What's interesting about tapping, especially when we're in those moments, is that you do have to find the space to do it, right? It's very easy to be stuck in our issue. And the biggest challenge with tapping is that it doesn't work unless you do it. You have to actually do it. But if you can find that little gap that says, okay, I'm willing to let this go even though I don't want to, and I just tap and tap, and then it's amazing how quickly it shifts.
Yeah, sometimes when we're driving from San Diego to L.A. on the 405 and I have a bit of a phobia about the freeway, I start tapping. And Brian's always looking at me going, what did I do?
I know.
No, I'm not tapping about you. I'm tapping about, these crazy drivers that almost cut us off. I'm just tapping for my sanity here.
That's funny. No, that is one of the things in a relationship that you'll find as you do tapping. People easily think, wait, what happened? Did I do something wrong? No, just tapping on other stuff. Don't worry about it.
Just my stuff.
Yeah.
So can you share about what you're currently working on and where people can go to find out more about your work and this tapping revolution that you're leading?
Yeah, absolutely. Our main project right now is the Tapping Solution documentary film, and that's at thetappingsolution.com. They can watch the trailer there and get a copy of the film if they'd like. And then the big thing that you mentioned in the intro is the Tapping World Summit, which is a very similar event to the Soulmate Summit, the same kind of concept behind it, where we focus all on tapping. So we have tapping for physical pain, we have tapping for attracting more money, we have tapping for procrastination, all these different topics where people lead you along and we do tapping together. And they can find that at tappingworldsummit.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Nick. It's just been fantastic being guided through all of these processes with you. I'm excited to actually try it on some other things myself.
Great.
Well, we can type and we can tap and Skype now.
Wonderful. It's been great. It's been great to be on with you.
Thanks so much, Nick.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Soulmate Summit, brought to you by The Soulmate Secret and the Calling in the One online course. For more information about how you can download the audios in this series or order the CD set and companion workbook, please visit soulmateaudios.com. Again, that's soulmateaudios.com. On behalf of Arielle Ford, Claire Zammit, and our event partners, we want to thank you again for participating in this series and send you much love and support on your journey to manifesting your soulmate.